Riordan Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntardonhealthcare.org.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, folks, we're back on Random Walk tonight.
Yeah, we are. Hey, welcome back. And that break, I had to yawn on camera, so that must have been interesting.
You know, I need to find a way to put the privacy screen up so we can yawn and stretch and do all those good things.
That would be nice.
It really is like a little behind-the-scenes peek. It kind of makes me glad that all those 20 years we spent on radio, or actually it's longer than that, but 20-plus years we spent on radio, that we didn't have a camera in there.
Yeah, it was actually better.
It really was. But we're glad you can see us tonight, so hi, everybody!
Hi, hope everybody's doing good.
Yes. Speaking of spacing out.
Yeah, speaking of spacing out, it's time for our space case. And from space.com, it's been quite an eventful year for NASA's Perseverance rover. The car-sized robot and its little partner, the Ingenuity helicopter, launched toward the red planet a year ago on July 30th and touched down inside the 28-mile-wide Jezero crater on February 18th. So it's been a year, Vic, since
yeah, can you believe it's been an entire year?
I know. And then we actually, when they finally landed, everything worked so well, and I guess I'll get into that in a minute. But we got all these really great pictures of what's going on the red planet, like something we've never seen before, like color photographs.
I know, color HD. It was like it's really cool.
You know that there's some other terrain somewhere else in the solar system that we now have like knowledge of, like picture. I mean, we knew they were out there, but now we can look at them just like, I don't know, like it's just a camera out in, you know, like Belmar, New Jersey or something, you know?
Yeah, isn't that great when you can like go to those towns? We need one here in Flemington, I think. Maybe we should have the chamber cam.
The chamber cam.
There you go. But yeah, the various vacation towns, they always have that picture that you can go see the live feed of, you know, what's going on the boardwalk or whatever. I love that. And so now we kind of have that with Mars.
We sort of have that with Mars.
I think you can actually look it up and find it on YouTube, too.
YouTube. There's stuff on YouTube. It's cool. So 6 weeks after landing, Ingenuity deployed from Perseverance's belly and began a month-long technology demonstrating flight campaign, which the rover supported and documented. The 4-pound chopper performed so well that NASA extended its mission, and Ingenuity now has 10 red planet flights and counting under its belt. I think it was supposed to like be retired off, but they've...
They like it.
So great. Yeah,
it's working.
Like, there's other stuff that we can do to experiment to gather knowledge for future missions.
Right.
Meanwhile, Perseverance recently wrapped up its Ingenuity shepherding work and began focusing in earnest on its own science mission. That mission features two main tasks, the hunting for signs of ancient life in Jezero, which hosted a lake and a river delta long ago, and collecting and catching dozens of samples. So they're pretty much convinced that there was water on Mars at one point. We don't know what happened to it, but there was water there. And that in the Jezero crater, that's where there was like a huge like lake. And then there was some sort of, I don't know, some sort of water movement, like a flood or something that...
Yeah,
that
they said there's a and they're mentioning a delta too.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. The pristine Mars material that Perseverance packs away will be brought to Earth by a joint NASA-European Space Agency campaign, perhaps as early as 2031. See, now I'm going to be like, when some of this stuff comes back, I'm going to be really long in the tooth.
Yeah.
Scientists in labs around the world will then pore over the samples, looking for evidence of Mars life and clues about the red planet's history and evolution. Perseverance is now gearing up to collect the very first of these samples. The rover is scouting out targets in a geologically interesting part of Jezero that the mission team calls Crater Floor Fractured Rough. That sounds very creative, that name.
Yeah.
I think it sounds very descriptive, actually.
Fractured Rough. Kind of like a rough on a golf course.
Maybe. Crater Floor Fractured Rough. Wow. My first rock sampling location is just ahead. This spot will be my office for the next week or two, Perseverance team members wrote on Thursday in a Twitter post that featured a photo of its current environs.
Wow.
So, the Mars rover is tweeting to us.
That's kind of weird.
It's kind of creepy. Yeah. It's something we never thought about a decade ago.
And they're explaining, I think last night on, what was it, 60 Minutes, or they reviewed that story that they did. They're explaining how they had to use AI because they can't, like, fly it with a joystick because the information won't get there fast enough.
There's like a 12-minute lag between what's actually happening on Mars until we find out about what's happening on Mars.
Right.
So it has to be automated.
It's 12 minutes in both directions. Right. So it will be 12 minutes by the time you would readjust.
So 24 minutes would lapse before you could make a decision that would actually...
The result between,
what happened and...
And the result. Yeah, it takes you 12 minutes to react, and then another 12 minutes to get the result of that reaction. So, yeah, that is... So they have to use AI. The helicopter kind of has to fly itself. You can't just be there with a joystick.
So, yeah, you pretty much hold your breath until, you know, you get word back that, you know, 12 minutes after it happened, if everything's okay or not.
Right.
Interesting. So, I don't know. Perseverance. I find that the most interesting space story, actually, of the year.
And there's been
a lot of interesting stuff, which we're going to talk about the next one.
Should I take this one?
You want to take it, take it. It's a lot longer, so have fun with that.
All right.
Billionaires in space.
Right. The billionaire space race is just the beginning. This is edited from an opinion piece from The Hill. On the eve of Jeff Bezos' triumph launch into space, a Berkeley economics professor and former Clinton labor secretary, Robert Reich, took to Twitter and offered a little snark. No one needs Bezos to launch rockets into outer space. We'd hate him to pay his fair share of taxes so people can thrive on Earth. The world is very fortunate that Professor Reich was not around 100 years ago when Bill Boeing and Donald Douglas were vying to see who would be the first to use the then-new technology of the airplane to transport cargo and passengers around the world. Otherwise, millions of people might not be boarding airlines every day to visit relatives or attend business meetings in far-off destinations. The suborbital jaunts accomplished by Richard Branson and Bezos were not just expressions of egos. They constituted the next steps in the creation of a brand new industry, space tourism. I also think there's going to be some other industries.
Well, I don't think space tourism is the main industry. I think there'll be offshoots from space tourism. And I think it'll be more like space mining or, you know, space resources or there'll be like...
Probably some space law enforcement. There's going to be a whole bunch of things going on there.
In space, yeah.
Definitely.
But I think you know, tourism is kind of be like secondary to everything else, but I guess it starts with the tourism.
So this
is an opinion piece about like, well, people who, you know, think that Bezos should... I think Bezos should pay taxes and go, and if he wants to, has leftover to go into space, so be it. But,
yeah,
you know... That's my opinion, but this is an opinion piece. Like, if they took the money, I still think they would have plenty of money to do both. But if they thought of it in that terms, like what they're doing, even though it seems ego driven, is actually being pioneers in an industry.
That's true, and somebody has to do it. So if they can't, you know, somebody has to do it, and they've decided to put their money where their mouth is and said, "We need space back."
Right.
We got a lot out of space before. Space kind of went away or went a little on the dormant side, and now it's time to bring space back.
Space kind of got all out forgotten there for a while by the general populace. And, you know, I remember being at a function for work in a faraway place in another state somewhere, and I was at, like, a reception, and I was talking to a coworker who was a little bit younger than me, so they would have never remembered people landing on the moon. And they kind of thought that was kind of like passé and not important and like we shouldn't have a space program kind of a thing. And this was several years ago. This was a long time. Probably going back about 8 or 9 years ago, I would guess.
Is this right after you saw Gene Kranz speak?
No, it was years later. I saw Gene Kranz speak more like 17 years ago now.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a really impressive experience.
It was impressive to meet Gene Kranz and to shake his hand. I mean, I actually walked up and talked to the man. And for those who don't know who Gene Kranz is, he was the mission control commander of Apollo 13.
Yes.
So he was the guy that Ed Harris played in the movie. So he's the one who supposedly said failure is not an option.
Yes.
Anyway, and he told the story of Apollo 13, and even though I've seen the movie and know the story, when he told it, was quite riveting and actually made the hairs stand up on the back of my neck, because even though I knew the end of the story, it was just the way he told it was awesome. And I got to meet him afterwards, and that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
And that was at a company function. He was the motivational speaker at the large corporation I was working for at the time.
Yes. But anyway, so you had a coworker who wasn't that into the space.
They weren't that into the space, you know, kind of thought, you know, they're a bit of a hipster. They lived in a hipster part of Chicago, and they kind of felt that, you know, space was kind of like passe. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you know, the moon was pretty important. I remember seeing it as a toddler, and it's still emblazoned in my mind to this day. So, yeah, anyway, so where do we live on this story?
The
suborbital.
Yeah, the main rival is SpaceX. Yeah, so it's the new industry, space tourism.
Okay.
Which I think it will begin, you're right, it probably does begin with space tourism because he's taking very wealthy people up there. They're going to see opportunities. They're going to see how cool this all is, and they're going to want to make investments based on
that. Well,
they're
going to exploit whatever resources or ideas that they have about space.
Well, you know, it's resources.
Well, I mean, it started with we heard the story about the wine that went up in space. And what is this? Right. You spent some time on the space station, wasn't it?
I think so.
We talked about that earlier this year.
Yeah. Didn't they say it aged a little faster?
It aged faster. So I don't know if it's important to send wine into space and waste all those resources to age wine a little faster. But maybe someday the economy will support something like that. I don't know how, but, you know, maybe
space vintage, perhaps. You know, people will be paying hundreds of dollars for that.
Hundreds of bitcoins or something for that. I don't know. But I guess it all goes somewhere. And I'm not exactly sure how all the pieces fit together. But you're right. Space tourism is just a piece of the puzzle. And there will be a whole – we're watching the birth of yet another whole industry being born in front of us. And I've seen several now in my lifetime. You know, social media being one of them. The internet was –
Yeah, that was the last big boom. This is going to probably be the next big boom.
I was on the planet when Bill Gates started doing what he did, and that changed. You know, there was just bits and bytes, zeros and ones, and it took a bunch of people to start to harness that. And that harnessing ended up into multiple industries that you know, we wouldn't have social media without harnessing those bits and bytes. So, you know, just think about where we are now in space tourism or space, just in the space industry. I'm going to call it space industry, and think about where we are there and I don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people have better ideas than me, but go on. I'm sorry.
Their main rival, SpaceX's Elon Musk, is already planning flights with his Crew Dragon, with private passengers willing to pay lots of money for an out-of-this-world experience in low Earth orbit. The first of these missions, Inspiration 4, is being mounted to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Branson and Musk will charge a little less money for a few minutes of weightlessness and the best view of Earth most have ever experienced. I do hear it's breathtaking. While only the well-to-do will be able to afford private space travel for the time being, that state of affairs will not last forever. Technological processes and economies of scale will combine to bring down the cost of a space vacation. Bring it into the reach of more people.
Can you imagine using your AAA vouchers for your space vacation? I
think we have some friends who would probably enjoy a space cruise.
A space cruise?
It's like a sea cruise, only with less oxygen.
It'll take a long time, though. It's not your regular 14-day cruise where you got to, you know, suck up a lot of your vacation time. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a thought.
Just a little space cruise. The same process. How many sci-fi movies and television shows have showed that, where like people are just on a passenger cruise through space?
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it kind of like a lot of the whole Star Trek series? That's kind of. I mean, they were on missions,
right? They were missions. They were an actual Starfleet. But Deep Space Nine was actually outside of Starfleet. It was owned by the planet Bajor, and it was assembled by the Cardassians. And so it was a space station where just the Federation had an interest in it. It was basically
But there was things to do on there, right? There was some entertaining stuff to do. Then they have
There's restaurants. They had the Promenades Merchants Association.
Okay.
And Quark was the head of the Promenade, so he was like the president of their Chamber of Commerce.
That I was just going to say.
So there's a Chamber of Commerce in space. So I just want people to know that it is time for a Chamber of Commerce to be in outer space.
There you go. There's a whole new idea being born right before. So, Victoria, why don't you try to see if, you know, you could be part of the Space Chamber of Commerce.
There you go. There you go. The same process that created the aviation industry will more likely replicate itself in the commercial space sector. The billionaire space race has already been an enormous benefit to NASA. SpaceX is transporting astronauts and cargo to and from the International Space Station for far less cost than the space shuttle used to.
Mainly because it's they're reusable.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reusable components.
All of these programs do. Branson, SpaceX, and was it Blue Origin?
Right.
All have, they reuse their spacecraft, which makes it a lot cheaper, more commercially viable. Hopefully there's enough redundancy, because one of the reasons why NASA costs so much is because, A, it's experimental, so they're kind of working on the fly there. These people, you know, obviously the various groups out there that are commercializing are working from the data gathered at that time. And the other is there's so much redundancy because they want to keep it from bad stuff from happening. I'm sure that these commercial enterprises will do that as well. But NASA, they didn't know what they were going to. You don't know what you don't know. And NASA didn't know what they didn't know. So they had to put in as much redundancy to take care of as many contingencies as possible. And that's why, I mean, you know, it's sad with the handful of, was there three major accidents NASA had throughout the space program?
I think it was about
there was Challenger, and there was Columbia, yeah. And then there was one during the Apollo missions, I thought.
Yes,
Pre-Apollo
with the, yeah, they couldn't get out of the hatch. Is that what you're talking about?
That was those were the biggest major ones where there was losses of life. When you realize what they're doing and the extent of what they're doing, could very well, that's actually a pretty amazing track record.
I think it was a Mercury mission.
It might have been
a Mercury program. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I know it predated Apollo 13. That's all I can remember, because they referenced that at the beginning of the movie. So, the first American astronauts, the billionaire space race has already been an enormous benefit. Again, they've been transporting stuff to the space station for less than it used to cost. The first American astronauts back to the moon will ride to the lunar surface on specially outfitted SpaceX Starship rocket being tested in Boca Chica, Texas. Bezos is developing the Blue Moon Lunar Lander to compete with SpaceX, now with billions in incentives. NASA has chosen the SpaceX Falcon Heavy to launch the Europa Clipper for a savings of almost $2 billion over the Space Launch System. Cheap access to space and returning to the moon are keys to creating a space-based economy. Resources mined on the moon could be shipped to manufacturing facilities in Earth's orbit. Space resource extraction is one of the projects being developed by Blue Origin. Space factories would use microgravity to create products that would be impossible to build on Earth.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Combined with space tourism, space manufacturing would create immeasurable wealth.
So, see, I knew Blue Origin was up to space extraction.
Right. Yeah, so there's been, well, the rare earth minerals are huge, which I'm pretty sure most rare earth minerals come from the sky anyway.
I think once they get out to the asteroid belt, they're just going to mine them.
That can be a good thing, because you get those really big planetoids, which people fear will hit the planet.
And hurt us, yeah.
Yeah, big time. If you can land on them and break them down and start using their, and mine them, you can probably take away the problem of that happening. So it's kind of like a twofold thing. The idea that two suborbital hops will lead to an Earth-Moon economic sphere might seem like science fiction. However, a group of Japanese business, academics, and elected officials recently proposed such a vision that they labeled Planet 6.0. Boeing and Douglas might have shaken their heads at the idea of a world bound together by airliners. Is this really the right page? Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Boeing and Douglas might have shaken their heads at an idea of a world bound together by airliners that when they started civil aviation consisted mostly of barnstorming stunts at country fairs, the equivalent of Branson and Bezos' suborbital hops. Yet, what was the future to them is our present. No reason exists to suppose that the realm of humanity cannot be extended to low Earth orbit, the moon, and perhaps, in the fullness of time, beyond.
Yeah, so that opinion went on to express that, you know, maybe that's a better use of their money than taxes, but I think they should. There's plenty of money to do both.
Yeah, it's good to pay your taxes, too, if you've got lots and lots of money. And it's good to join your Chamber of Commerce as well. I think that's a good use of money, yep. Particularly if you're in business.
I agree.
So I think supporting that and supporting your community is huge.
Yay.
Yay. Should we take a
I think we should take a break, and then we'll come back with our mocktail and our calendar section.
All right.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, we're back on Random Walk Hunterdon tonight. I'm your host, Victoria Davis, my co-hostess.
Hello.
Hi, Roz.
How are you?
Okay. I'm still good.
That's good. So you got there, it looks like a mocktail in front of you.
I do have a mocktail in front of me, and this is a very simple one. It comes to us from the Savory magazine that I picked up a couple of months ago. And I've been looking at this, and it looks delicious and refreshing. It is a raspberry lemon sorbet floats.
Mm.
And I think it's a little bit, although you could probably share this with your kids, it also seems adult enough that your fellow adults might enjoy it as well. So it says this makes 4 servings. So it starts with 4 tall glasses, so like a Collins glass. You can add a quarter cup raspberry sorbet and a quarter cup of lemon sorbet. So it says, okay, so probably a scoop. They're giving you a quarter cup, but just take your scoop. Do a little scoop of the sorbet, put one in each glass. Do a little scoop of the lemon, put that in each glass. And then you top it, you're going to top up that glass with lime-flavored seltzer that's already been chilled. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Very simple, and I'd put a straw on that, and you might want to even garnish it. That seems like a fun and cooling way to relax.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice summer drink.
It does. Good for a Sunday afternoon when you don't want to, you know, maybe you're hanging out by the pool. You don't want to get heat strokes. So you want to drink something that's cool and refreshing and doesn't have any alcohol in it. That's a good way to go.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a nice mocktail. What's it called again?
It is called the Raspberry Lemon Sorbet Floats.
Oh, so it's got the sorbet.
Yep, so you've got some raspberry sorbet, you got some lemon sorbet, you got some lemon-lime seltzer that you've already chilled because if you put, you know...
It will melt like crazy, the sorbet, yeah. If you put the warm stuff in.
Yeah, so you want to do that. I imagine you could also change your seltzers, you could change your sorbets, like you could do a mandarin orange seltzer with an orange sorbet, or maybe even or a lemon sorbet. You could do a lemon lime, right? You could do some lime sorbet and a lemon sorbet, and if they have those in your store, and maybe something, again, the lemon lime or something in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
You could even do a plain seltzer if you're not into flavored seltzers.
That's true.
Yep.
Very true.
Yeah. So should we take another quick break?
We'll take another quick break.
All right.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, we're back on Random Walk, and I think it's now time for our calendar section.
It is.
Do you want to start off?
You can start off then.
Okay, Catskills on the Delaware, an evening of the best Jewish comedians, and a nosh on Friday. Will take place on Friday, August 20th at 5:30 p.m. at the Borscht Belt, which is located at 19 Bridge Street in Stockton, and is tickets are $50 per person, and they can be purchased in advance at eventbrite.com. And for those who don't know, the Borscht Belt is located inside Old Errico's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did not know.
So these days it's the Stockton Farmers Market, but yeah.
Those of us who've been around way too long
and lived in Hunterdon for a long time
would know that it was where the Errico's supermarket was. So it's a building, the Stockton Market, next to Hendricks.
Yeah.
The appliance store.
That's right.
In Stockton.
That's correct. So...
So this Thursday, 2 days away, on August 5th, Music Under the Stars, I think it's the last concert, too, for the season.
It is.
Features Captain Jack, a Billy Joel tribute band, at Deer Path Park, located at 120 West Woodchurch Road in Flemington, New Jersey. The concert is free for all ages and starts at 7 p.m. Yes. Pick it early to pick your spot.
I always do.
Oh, and let me mention this, because this is not on here either. I had to write this in. I saw it floating around, and then I forgot to put it in here. The Summer Stage on Stangle is a free outdoor music. It has free outdoor music every Wednesday night in August here in Flemington. Didn't say
Wonderful.
When they started, but Wednesday nights.
Yes.
Summer Stage on Stangle. Do you know anything about it?
I saw some stuff on it on Facebook, and yeah, I believe it is tomorrow night. You should be able to go out there. I think they've got some pretty good performers lined up as well.
All right, so that's tomorrow night is August 4th. The Thursday night at the Deer Park is August 5th, and the next one is Saturday, August 7th.
Wow, you can really get around and enjoy some music right here in the county.
Yeah.
On Saturday, August 7th, the Car and Music Show at Northlands, located at 495 Route 202, from noon until 5 p.m. There'll be classic cars, a Frank Sinatra tribute with Kevin Gray, and a food truck. Sounds like a nice...
Kind of different.
Kind of nice event. So basically a cruise night at Northlands, and there's a food truck and some live music with a Frank Sinatra tribute band, which sounds good to me. I don't know. I'm just that kind of gal.
Like
yeah.
Well, Artful Sundays are still happening. They were all throughout the summer. I think they're every 2 weeks. But there's two more for the season, August 8th and 20th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hunterdon Art Museum in Clinton. Artful Sundays are a series of outdoor fairs where visitors can shop art, craft, and design from local artists. Hmm. New artists are added each week, so
Very nice.
Check it out.
Very nice. At Peddler's Village in Lahaska, Peach Month kickoff. They'll have a Peach Month kickoff from Saturday, August 7th through Sunday, August 8th. Will feature delicious peach treats, including pies and fritters, sweet specials at village restaurants and eateries, live entertainment, family activities, and more. Also happening at Peddler's Village beginning Friday, August 6th through Sunday, August 8th, the Peach Month Summer Sidewalk Sale. Stroll the winding brick paths and stop by your favorite shops. Take advantage of fantastic sales and specials all weekend long. Enjoy extended shopping hours on Friday and Saturday.
And if you're feeling in a charitable mood and want some volunteer opportunities, the Open Cupboard Food Pantry and Thrift Shop is having an open house on Saturday, August 21st at 1:30 p.m. to learn about pantry and volunteer opportunities. Open Cupboard Food Pantry and Thrift Shop is located on 37 Old Highway 22 in Clinton.
Juniper Hill Farms Farmers Market is located at 73 Beaver Avenue in Annandale and is open every Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. So that's in the Juniper Hill.
It's in the parking lot of Juniper Hill, the restaurant in Annandale.
That's right. And that's on Thursdays from 4 to 7 p.m. through November. There will be acoustic music and cold drinks flowing from the bar, so sip, shop, and support local. That actually sounds nice.
Yeah, I've been meaning to check it out. They did it last year, too.
That's true.
And finally,
our good friends. Well, actually, I have one to throw in.
Let me throw it in real quick.
Let me grab my...
Do you want me to do this one? Or?
Yeah, do this one while I go search.
All right. The Hunter and Land Trust Farmers Market is open every Sunday through November 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at DeVore Farm at 111 Mine Street in Flemington. And as we've mentioned before, the vendors offer an array of organic produce, all-natural beef, chicken and pork, fresh baked breads, cave-ripened cheeses, honey pies, native plants, fresh-cut flowers, locally roasted coffee and milk, and more. HLC plans to welcome the return of music, yoga, and programming during the market season. I don't know if they did. Do you know if they did? I haven't heard.
I don't remember. I haven't been.
I've been past it
a couple of times. I'm usually going too fast to stop.
I guess we, as well as shoppers, should check huntertonlandtrust.org for the latest information.
That's right. And it's taking its time, but...
You have something else to add to the calendar.
I do. It is a event.
Oh.
It'll be part of the Hunter and Chambers offerings this August.
Uh-huh.
It is a night at the ballpark, in this case, the Somerset Patriots Park.
Oh, wow.
It's up in
Somerset,
yeah,
New Jersey.
In Bridgewater.
In Bridgewater, Somerset, that area.
That place.
Near the
yeah.
Target.
There we go. Yes, right next to that. Of course, the Somerset Patriots are members of the Chamber of Commerce here. And we're having a chamber night there. It's the Hunter and Chamber Night at the Somerset Patriots. And that will be on August 13th at 6 p.m. It is $35 and includes barbecue and soft drinks in the group picnic area. And doors open at 6 p.m. Game time is at 7:05, and that is a fireworks night. So if you just want to go... To the park that night, you could. And if you're a business member, you want to do a little networking, you can go to the huntertonchamber.org and register, and you could do some really cool networking. It's $35. Oh, my. It's $35, and you can enjoy a night at the Somerset Patriots. And it's going to be actually the Somerset Patriots versus the Yard Goats. I believe the Yard Goats are Red Sox.
Or
a Red Sox affiliate. Of course, the Patriots are now a Yankees affiliate. So, you know, it's the classic rivalry. Fun starts at 6 p.m. August 13th. Check it out.
That should be in my calendar.
It should be because we will be attending. So,
I know.
Yeah, if you want to meet us, you could also sign up and do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a fun night out. Just saying.
I do have it on here, Patriots night.
Very
good. I don't think it's on my main calendar. I think I have to go write that in.
Yeah, wow.
Well, that's what do you want to do now?
What do I want to do now? I'm going to take a quick break, and I guess we'll think of something. Hang on, everybody.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we are back on Random Walk, and we are going to do some talking about some restaurants here in Flemington, New Jersey.
That's right. On thingstodopost.org, there's Flemington Food Guide, 10 must-eat restaurants and street food stalls in Flemington, which I didn't know there was a street food stall in Flemington. I tend not to think so. But Flemington is, and it's again, Vic, it's at thingstodopost.org. And I guess I put, Flemington Food Guide, 10 must-eat restaurants and street food stalls in Flemington is what I'm looking for. Flemington is a borough in Hunterdon County, and we all know that because we're sitting right in the middle of it. But as of 2010, the United States Census, the borough's population was 4,581, reflecting an increase of nearly 9.1% from the 4,200 counted the decade before. Which, I don't know, we don't have the numbers from the most recent. But anyway, I wonder how old this is. Oh, this is from 2018, so I hope nobody's closed. Yeah. T-Berry's is still open, isn't it?
It is.
All right, well, number one on here is T-Berry's Tea Room. Then that's located on 2 Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. It has takeout, wait staff, parking available, street parking, free off-street parking, high chairs, and it's available. Let's see. T-Berry's serves both a full lunch and afternoon tea all day Tuesday through Sunday during normal business hours. They have a selection of excellent wines for purchase by the bottle. They specialize in private parties on site. I never thought of them as a party place.
No.
Let's see. Where I lost my spot. And offer many unique and interesting events throughout the year. Their menu items are available for takeout. All of them. T-Berry's also caters to off-site parties and complete consultation services for such events. T-Berry's was created in a loving, restored Victorian home as a refuge from the outside world. Inside, you will feel pampered as the atmosphere is relaxed, yet elegant, cozy, and never rushed. You have a selection of over 100 fine teas, brewed to perfection. Fresh flowers and linens adorn each table, and the attentive wait staff will take excellent care of you. We believe it is enriching to add beauty and charm to the little details of their lives. At the same time, it helps to slow us down as we appreciate the moment. They have a gift shop, which is brimming with fun and fanciful surprises, many tea-related as well as gift certificates and all loose-leaf teas. They're all our loose-leaf teas. Then there's a bunch of reviews. They look pretty good. Let's go past. Many people talk about it, and I've never been there. Matt's Red Rooster Grill, and that's still open, right, Vic?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and that's at 22 Bloomfield Avenue in Flemington, just up the street from T-Berry's. And they have a takeout, outdoor seating, reservations, private dining, seating, wait staff, parking available. I think it's BYOB. It's vegetarian friendly and has gluten free options.
I didn't know that about
your credit cards. Yeah, I didn't know that either, but I just told you. Matt's Red Rooster Grill is a contemporary American bistro paying homage to a wood fired grill that brings out the best flavors of traditional American cuisines. Reinvented creatively. A CIA Hyde Park graduate, Chef Matt McPherson, stays true to his local roots, integrating the finest seasonal ingredients sourced from local family farms and day boat fishermen to his unique dishes. The restored Victorian home provides a relaxed, elegant atmosphere to catch up with friends, celebrate special occasions, enjoy a romantic dinner, or impress an important client. As Matt's creations pamper your taste buds, the staff indulges you with rock star service, the perfect remedy for a long day or week. With two floors, downstairs feeds off the warmth and energy of the bustling open kitchen. Four seats at the chef counter will let you feel the heat as you watch Matt and his team from a perch over the grill. Upstairs is away from the bustle, while the porch provides relaxed and refreshing outdoor dining.
Hmm.
The Bluefish Grill.
Yep.
That I have been there, and I know it's still open. It's on 50 Mine Street in Flemington, New Jersey. It has takeouts, reservation, outdoor seating, wait staff, parking is available, high chair available, wheelchair accessible. It is known for its American seafood. It's vegetarian friendly and has gluten-free options as well.
Yes.
And yeah. They don't have a write-up there.
They do not have a write-off per se, but they do have a really interesting and eclectic menu, but it's a lot of seafood, and they do it very well. And yes, we've occasionally eaten there here at the Chamber, ordered some lunch there, so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you find the story?
I have,
so
yes.
Do you see 55 Main?
I do see 55 Main, and they are still here on Main Street, obviously at 55 Main Street here in Flemington. They do have reservations available, seating, or they you can make reservations with them. They also have seated and wait staff and parking available. It's wheelchair accessible. It is American. It's vegetarian friendly. They do have some gluten-free options and some vegan options even, and they're open for both lunch and dinner. And I do not see...
There's no write-up there.
There is no write-up, but apparently 66% of people who did a rating for this space said 4.5, gave them a 4.5, so they're excellent.
Overall rating of 4.5, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so if you want to know, 55 Main got... let's see, he did 55 Main. Bluefish was a 4.
I would skip that.
Bluefish was 4.5. And T-Berries, but there's a bit, that's 4.5. So the next one up is actually closed. That I know they're no longer in business.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the one below that is also maybe.
Yeah, I know.
I think 7, did they change the name on that one?
Capuano's is still there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Capuano's, which is located at 67 Church Street, that's over in that complex where... what used to be the A&P and where the Herded Theater were, for those of us who have been in Herded a long, long time. But it's that strip there between the Walgreens and
the
Urgent Care.
Care. Yeah.
Yes. And I think directly next to the Financial Resources Federal Credit Union, which is a chamber member here.
This Italian, they do pizza. There's a lot of takeout pizza there.
A lot of takeout pizza.
Plenty of pizza there. They serve lunch and dinner.
Yes, and they are wheelchair accessible, and they do have parking, off-street parking, plenty of it, which is sometimes tough here in Flemington. And they have seated, you can also eat there seated, and they have a very large selection, as I remember, of pizza that you can get a lot of different types.
And they do a good job with it. The next one's closed.
And I'm crying a river over that, actually. But I'll do this next one.
Yeah, please
as well.
Do the next one. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. The Dockside Market and Grill. So it's both a fish market and a sit-down restaurant. I believe they also do takeout there. That is located at 148 State Route 31, Flemington, or the old fairgrounds.
Right.
also known these days as it's between Lowe's and Walmart, somewhere in that strip. So there you go. Actually, they've also 52% of they have an overall rating of 4.5, which means 52% of them people who responded to this poll rated them as excellent, and they serve both lunch and dinner. And they are American. They do seafood. They do soup. They have gluten-free options and vegetarian friendly as well.
And finally, if you're into chains, there's a Longhorn Steakhouse located at 138 Highway 31 in Flemington. Again, it's in the same complex as Dockside. And they also have takeout, seating, wait staff, television, high chairs, wheelchair accessible, serves alcohol. They do have a liquor license there. Most of the places we mentioned do not.
That's
and,
right.
And it's an American steakhouse, and they serve lunch and dinner with an overall rating of 4 based on 73 reviews.
Right. Right. And I think just about all of these that we did mention are BYOB.
Yes.
With the exception of that one.
Yep. I think that they all are.
Yep. Yep. And you might not want to bring any booze to the tea room. It seems a little incongruous.
Well, I could smuggle in my flask, I guess, and spike that tea.
Yeah.
With that,
this, folks, opinions of the co-host are not necessarily the opinions of the Chamber of Commerce or even the other host of the show.
You would spike tea?
Maybe at home, I don't know.
Could make for an interesting tea party, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Actually, I think traditionally putting a little cream sherry in the tea is not, or serving it is probably not outside the realm of things, outside the realm of enjoyment of a tea party. Well, I have five things to do, good things to do with kids in Flemington.
Okay, why don't you
For the same place, thingstodopost.org. So I think they're going to come right on up to, let me guess.
Is that in the same spot? Is it after?
It might be story? If it comes down. Oh, they mentioned the fudge shop.
Oh, I love the fudge shop. I have plenty of good childhood memories about the fudge shop.
I know you do. 461 U.S. Highway 202 is the big red barn-like structure that says fudge on it. I think it's kind of hard to miss if you're driving down 202 in either direction. And they do have a website at thefudgeshop.com, and shop is with two P's and an E. Anyway, so The Fudge Shop, which is gets an overall rating of 5.0 from 167 reviews. The Fudge Shop was founded in 1961 by Alan and Anna Bury. A local staple, the shop has now been in Flemington for over 50 years and currently has three generations of family working, as well as many other employees. The Fudge Shop continues to be the best chocolate around, continuing its great tradition while working on creating new products that they hope you enjoy. And I believe you can see chocolate being made, particularly during their busy seasons, which are Easter, Halloween, and Christmas time. So you can actually go there and watch them dipping pretzels.
Love the smell of the chocolate in the fudge shop.
It's still good to get a snout full of the smell of the chocolate. And
some of the best chocolate bunnies I ever had as a child came from the fudge shop.
That much is true. All right. Deer Path Park is on this list.
Oh, really? For things to do with kids?
Apparently. Well, there's lots of hiking trails there.
Deer Park is part of the Hunterdon County Park System.
That's right. The Hunterdon County Park System in general is a good place to go. You can go to their website. Obviously, we'll have information about the concert coming up on Thursday night. But there's all kinds of preserves and reserves. I forget how many there are now because they've added so many over the years. Preserves, reserves, plenty of places to park and go be in nature, walk in nature. Deer Path Park has an extra trail. Maybe they're going to go and they don't have much of a write-up. They just have a review. So they have an extra trail there. They have pavilions. So if you need to hold a family event, I guess you could file to do that with the park system. It's a lovely place to go. And Deer Path Park is at 120 West Woodchurch Road in Flemington. That's just off of Route 31. North is northbound?
Yeah,
or is
northbound.
It? Okay. I can't remember if it's north, it's south, or east, north. West, but northbound, 31 lanes. And I'm sure you can see plenty of deer there. And it's again, a very nice place, lots of trails. And it's going to be hosting a concert
On Thursday night.
They also have the Rainton River Buffalo Farm. I don't know if you can just offhand...
just show up there?
Show up there at this point, but they do have events
there. Buffalo Watch typically in the springtime, in like the May time frame.
It is in the May, early April or May. They have the Buffalo Watch when the buffalo will be calving, which is a nice time to visit there. They also have a Facebook page. Actually, I think you can also Google them. Reddington River Buffalo Farm, but they have a Facebook page. It's Reddington River BC is the address when you get to Facebook.com. And so you could probably just search for in your Facebook Reddington River BC, and it will probably come right up. And there is a farm store there where you can also purchase buffalo products. Buffalo are really kind of cool. There's a lot of buffalo farming going on throughout this area. And Schaefer Farms, which is also another one of those great agricultural institutions, also up there at 1051 County Road 523. These are both on 523. Rainton River Buffalo Farm is at 937 County Road 523. Schaefer Farms is a little bit closer to Flemington at 1051 Route 523. And it's a cool place to go. They, again, have a farmer's market on premise. In the spring, they have plants. And in the fall, they actually have a haunted farm. So you can actually, they do have a website, SchaeferFarms.com. They might even be looking for people to staff the haunted hayride that they do. But it looks great. So, again, Schaefer Farms is a good place to take your kids. get them familiar with agriculture and where food comes from. They're, again, more on the growing things versus raising things side. And last on this list, or does this go on further? Last on this list, but certainly in no ways least, Northlands.
Oh, wow. Okay, lots of trains. If you're into trains, it's
That's
a place
right.
to go.
It's a great place, and it's a great place to take kids. It is on Route 202. Now, is that south, or is that
yes.
west? Okay. Again, not sure if it's a north or
yeah,
south road. Yes, it is
southbound
lanes of Route 202. Kind of hard to miss. It's a big, bright building. It's got a little excursion loop of rail there, a small scale. I forget what the name of that is. Maybe it'll tell
it's
me
495 here. 495 Route 202.
Thank you. Yes, and they'll be doing a car show there this weekend. So
right.
you might want to go check that out. Northlands is in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the world's largest model railroad, with over 8 miles of track and 52-square-foot building, boasting hundreds of tunnels and canyons and 3.5 stories high. It's an amazing display of creativity. Completely handicap accessible, Northlands has something for everyone, mild train enthusiast or not. Yes, they even have a doll museum there. They have a replica of the Grand Old Opry, where they sometimes have music. Right now, I think they're doing most of that stuff outside, but they are still there and good to check out anytime.
There you go.
All right.
So there's some things. You can go out and eat, or you can do something with your kids, or go out with your kids to eat.
Yeah, that's true. And while not exactly in Hunterdon County, still a part of Hunterdon County in a way, summers at Patriots Ballpark, that's a great place to take your kids too. It's
there
an inexpensive place to go and enjoy some baseball.
And it's the ballpark experience with some hot dogs and things like that.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. They probably have peanuts and popcorn as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's about 2 minutes early, but I think on that note, I think it's pretty much safe to call it a day and maybe say goodbye and go to a couple messages and sign off for the evening. So,
right.
Once again, welcome to Random Walk. I hope you enjoyed walking with us this evening. I'm Roz Davis.
I'm Victoria Davis.
And join us next week when we'll find something interesting to talk about as we walk through Hunterdon.
That's
good
right.
night, everyone.
Good night.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs. We'll be right back. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
President Biden's comments at the White House today. The president saying the Delta variant of coronavirus is moving like wildfire among those who are unvaccinated. Regarding the vaccinated, Biden continues.
If you're vaccinated, you are highly unlikely to get COVID-19. And even if you do, the chances are you won't show any symptoms. And if you do, they'll most likely be very mild. Vaccinated people almost never are hospitalized with COVID-19. In fact, according to one recent study, 95% of overall COVID-19 hospitalizations are among those not fully vaccinated.
The White House set to announce a new eviction moratorium expected to target areas with high levels of COVID-19. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal. Today marks 2 years since 23 people were killed in a mass murder at a Walmart in Texas. The city of El Paso planning to commemorate the tragedy with a bell tolling ceremony, healing garden, and luminary display tonight. The 23-year-old suspect in the shooting has yet to stand trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw.